Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1768. Visible translated text is as follows. Black that I would do as he told me to. The next day I went directly to the courthouse. In the courthouse, I met Detective Black, and he told me to go ahead and when I got on the stand to do just as well as I had done up to his office. On the stand, I was only Al Lode to tell about riding on the car with Mary at the time that I got on the car as instructed by Black and before I got off the car. When I was cross-examined by Mr. Dot Rosser, I was asked practically the same questions, and I gave practically the same answers. B. Bernard, sworn for the moment. Until this affidavit is being made, I have never met Mr. W. M. Burke and never saw over five times before. I never saw George Epps until last Saturday night when I was waiting for a streetcar to go home. He was sitting upon the City Hall steps. It has been 8 years since I went through Birmingham, and I was never in Birmingham with George Epps, Mr. Dot Burke, or Jimmy Wren, and I would not Wren if he were to walk into the room. I went to Solicitor Dorsey's office and assured him that Epps was lying and urged him to investigate and see that I was not the man Epps was talking about. Stiles Hopkins, sworn for the moment. Sometime during the month of February or March 1914, I went to Milledgeville, Georgia, for the purpose of exhibiting and reading to George Epps an affidavit and asking him to sign the affidavit if its contents were true. I did not draw an affidavit and do not know who did draw it, but same was handed to me by one of counsel for Mr. Dot Frank, with the request that I go to Milledgeville and secure the signature of George Epps if possible. I secured a letter of introduction to Mr. Dot Lavorne, the superintendent of the institution where George Epps was confined. I called at the courthouse and asked Mr. J. Cleveland Cooper, the clerk, to go with me to the reformatory. Mr. Cooper and I went to the reformatory and went into Mr. Dot Lavorne, quote, S room. Mr. Dot Lavorne was at the time sick in bed, and the whole transaction took place in Mr. Lavorne's room and in his presence. Before I said anything to George Epps, Mr. Dot Lavorne asked George Epps whether he, Epps, had testified in the Frank case and asked if he told the truth or something which was not the truth, and Epps told Mr. Dot Lavorne that he had testified in the Frank case and that he had told an untruth at the trial. Mr. Dot Lavorne asked Epps if he now wanted to tell a different story, and Epps said that he did. I handed Epps the affidavit, and from a copy of same, I commenced reading same to Epps. Mr. Cooper,